Pier Giorgio Frassati fearlessly stood up for the freedom of religion, making the sign of the cross whenever passing a church at a time when such a gesture, well, drew ridicule. He participated in public rosary processions, defended peaceful protesters from attacks by political subversives. Christine Wohar's latest book, Finding Frassati and Finding His Path to Holiness, offers readers relatable reflections about a young man slated for sainthood who cut against the grain of his own failing society. And she is joining me today. Hello, Christine. Thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you. I always love talking about Pier Giorgio. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, for our listeners who maybe have not heard of Pier Giorgio Frassati, tell us a little bit about his life, including his unique name.
Well, Pier Giorgio was a young, handsome, we say movie star looks kind of guy from Turin, Italy. He was born into a very wealthy, prominent family. His father was at the time of his birth, his father was the founder of the newspaper La Stampa, which if anybody's been to Italy, it's still one of the most popular newspapers on the stands. At the time, there were only two real competing papers at the time, and so La Stampa was a big, it was a big thing, and to be the son of that, the owner of La Stampa was huge. And then his father became a senator, the youngest senator for the Kingdom of Italy, and then he became the ambassador to Germany. So Pier Giorgio was surrounded from his early childhood and then in an increasing way with wealth. They had a chauffeur and gardeners and cooks and maids and all of those things. He was born in 1901, so at the turn of the century there, but his family had a lot of affluence, even a beautiful family car and all of those things. So we like to say that he had everything available to him to choose worldly priorities, you know, to choose the world. Mm. But he also, at the time, was born with, I think, in a real innate sense of just the love of the Lord and love for his fellow man. And that is what became his passion, his otherworldliness. He died when he was only 24 years old, in 1925, and his reputation spread immediately. His funeral was attended by thousands of people. It was a moment much like Pope St. John Paul II, where there were thousands of people there, and we say that's when his canonization cause began. Mm. So he's become known as a patron for, mostly known, I think, for young adults, youth and young adults and students, because of his age. But his real following, I would say, the devotees of Pier Giorgio across all demographics, all ages. Men love him. He was a very handsome and manly man, a mountain climber, skier, a bicyclist, real outdoorsman. And, of course, he was easy on the eyes, and so he's a nice saint for women like to look at him for those pure reasons. You know, it doesn't hurt to have a nice, good-looking young Italian as your model for holiness, right?
Oh, absolutely. And Christine, as we were preparing to talk today, you said Pier Giorgio is kind of the way that his name is made, not exactly what he would have been called in his time.
Yeah, well, he would have been called Pier Giorgio, but his nickname would have been Giorgio, because he actually has a middle name of Michelangelo, which is a family name. In his family history, there is Michelangelo in his family, but his mother was a very accomplished artist. So the father was into journalism and politics. His mother was a very accomplished artist in the region. And I don't know if it was just a convenience that it happened to be Michelangelo in the family. So Pier Giorgio is a combination name in Italian. Pier is like a prefix. Mm. It's a shortened way of referring to Peter, Pietro. But if you ever shortened his name, you would call him Giorgio, Giorgio Frassati.
I'll keep that in mind if our paths hopefully cross in heaven someday. Christine Wohar is the founder of Frassati USA and the author of a new book, Finding Frassati. So, Christine, there's many books about Frassati's extraordinary life, but none quite like this one. You call it a portable retreat. Can you share more about your book?
Sure. Actually, I'm going to disagree with you and say there aren't that many books about Pier Giorgio. There are about, I think my book is actually the ninth book that I can count in English. Now, you're correct in that there are many, many, many books about him, but they're not in English. All the other languages. His sister, his youngest sister, Luciana, was his biographer, and she's written many books. Unfortunately, we only have two of those available in English, and so I think my book is actually number 9, and it's the only one among those books that takes this format with a very short reflection, because people have a hard time reading. I get that from my own family, how busy people are, and they don't want to delve into necessarily a longer biography. So you can read a short reflection, and then it's followed by a prayer, also short, and something relevant to Pier Giorgio at times, and sometimes just some really traditional Catholic prayers that we may have gotten out of practice of saying. And then the most important thing really is a very short action step to try to put his spirituality into action. And the reason for that is when Pier Giorgio died, one of the newspaper stories about him, the person wrote saying that it would be an outrage to his memory to merely get to know him without trying to model ourselves on his example. And a lot of times we read the lives of the saints or we watch a movie about the saints and we think, oh, that was great. They were great saints. You're heroic martyrs, but then we leave it there. And with Pier Giorgio, I think in our culture today especially, we would do very well in our culture if we started modeling ourselves after him. As a lay person, he really sets the standard for how we can live our Catholic faith. So the book tries to give you an introduction and a friendship with Pier Giorgio, kind of re-inspire you with your prayer life, and then most of all, make that a motivation to put that into action.
The name of the book is Finding Frassati and Following His Path to Holiness. The author's name is Christine Wohart, and she is joining me today. Christine, we've had a great discussion so far. There is more that I want to find out about Pier Giorgio Frassati, but I am coming up against my break. Will you stay with me through the break so we can continue our conversation in the next half hour?
Would love to. Thank you.
I am continuing now my conversation with Christine Wohart. The name of her new book is Finding Frassati, and she is joining me today to share more about the very kind of short life of a very incredible and passionate young man, Pier Giorgio Frassati. Christine, thank you so much for staying with me.
Thank you.
Well, in our last segment, we just started talking about your new book, Finding Frassati, calling it a portable retreat. One of the things that I find amazing that's so inspirational is when we actually have the ability to read the words of the saints. And this young man who's on his way to sainthood, you have quite a few of his words in your book. How did you find all these writings?
I agree with you about that. I'm not the person you want to listen to. The voice you want to listen to is the voice of Pier Giorgio Frassati. And there is a book, we were talking about the few books available about him, but one of them that is in English is the book of his letters to his friends and family. And that book is a real gift, I think, to the church. And I was blessed. I had the privilege of sitting with one of his nieces, Wanda Gavronska, who has taken over for her mother, who was Pier Giorgio's sister. We went through that book word by word, and it was a beautiful experience for me because she was there with the Italian version, and I was had the English, and she would explain to me not only about the letter and the translation, but what was really happening in the family and with his friends at the time. And so we actually have his own words, and that's what I... to me, it's essential to use his words and reflect on his words in each of those chapters. Pier Giorgio, if you can read the book of his letters, you will be fascinated as you read through there to think that these profound thoughts, in the midst of a letter about going skiing or climbing the mountain, he will just say the most beautiful, profound things about the privilege it is to be a Catholic and the beauty of the sacraments and the gift of friendship and family and so on, and to think that these were written by a 19, 20, 21, 22, 23-year-old young man. So it's really beautiful, and I appreciate you pointing that out, just to read his words and to contemplate the beauty of his spirituality. I hope that that motivates people in their own lives.
Christine, and looking through the pages and of the writings that you have in the book here, we can tell that Pier Giorgio Frassati was a young man who lived in and enjoyed his life, but always kept his focus on heaven. He had a real zeal, both in life and in his faith. Is that something that he really carried through in all of his all these aspects?
Absolutely. And one of the most well-known quotes from Pier Giorgio Frassati is this. He wrote to a friend, and he said, "To live without the faith, without a patrimony to defend, so that's your country, you know, your heritage, without a steady struggle for the truth," he said, "is not living, but existing. And we should never just exist, but live." And that's what he did. I mean, he lived his life. He got all the miles you could get out of 24 years. Mm. And, you know, he had one younger sister who lived to be 105. I met her a couple of days before she turned 104, and I got to spend time with her in her 104th year, and I was at her there the last month of her life and attended her funeral. And so they also had an older sister, people don't realize, who died in infancy at 8 months. In one family, you had someone who lived 8 months, a young man who died at 24, and his sister who died at 105. We have no idea what amount of time we have on this earth, but we know that how we spend it here will impact how we're going to spend our eternity. And Pier Giorgio spent his, every ounce of his energy on earth was living life to the fullest. John 10:10, "I came that you would have life and have it in abundance." That's how he lived. That's the model we have with Pier Giorgio.
Oh, and the perfect model. Everything you want to know to the path to holiness can be found. And Finding Frassati is an excellent book to help you along your way. He is on his way to sainthood. His cause has been open. Christine, can you tell us what the latest is on his sainthood cause?
So Pier Giorgio was beatified in 1990 by Pope John Paul II, who himself admired and was influenced by Pier Giorgio as a young man. And after beatification, they need one miracle. A blessed needs one miracle. There has been a miracle reported from a young man in New York. We actually have a video about that on our website, frassatiusa.org. And other miracles are reported. It just is a matter of when that all happens in Rome. And so it's just a waiting and seeing to see when things get approved. But basically, with one more miracle, he would be canonized. And that's really one of the missions of Frassati USA, is introducing his spirituality so that people would include him as a spiritual resource, because the more that people, invoke the intercession of Pier Giorgio, then the increase of those miracles abounds, and hopefully one of those will be the one. I love to try to get a miracle from the United States. I had this little friendly wager with his niece that the miracle for Pier Giorgio would come from the U.S., and she's chided me about that for quite some time ever since I said it. And so I'm still hoping for that.
Oh, we will continue to pray and hope, and that this day to celebrate the canonization will come very, very soon. Christine, the name of your book is Finding Frassati. Tell our listeners where they can find information about how to get a copy for themselves, and also more about your web page.
The book is available pretty much everywhere that you would go. It's published by EWTN Publishing, so the EWTN Religious Catalog, and also SophiaInstitutePress.com, but it should be in most bookstores and most of the sites you would normally go to online. Also, if you go to FrassatiUSA.org, there's a link at the bottom of the page to get it from our own bookstore, which is the Sister Servants in Alabama that do our shipping for us. And on the website, you can find a ton of information that's not even in the book about the life of Pier Giorgio. Groups for young adults that are around the country. There are actually groups up in the Pacific Northwest that are formed under the patronage of Pier Giorgio. And you can learn how to, you can celebrate his feast day is the 4th of July. It's a wonderful, convenient feast day for us, because when you have fireworks on the 4th of July, you can be doing that in honor of the feast day of Blessed Frassati. So there's lots of information to find on the website, frassatiusa.org.
Oh, perfect. And that includes also some wonderful pictures. Christine, I love the picture on the front of the cover, because I think the look on this young man's face sums up his whole life. He is a man full of zeal for life and passion, and of course, for his faith. Christine, I appreciate your time very, very much today.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to this wonderful story about Pier Giorgio. That picture, I have to say, he was a practical joker. It shows. You're right. It shows in that picture.
A full laugh. I could just imagine the sound of that belly laugh that would be coming from his faith.
And we need that now more than ever. In addition to everything else with our pastoral holiness, Pier Giorgio shows us holiness is attractive and it can be fun. And he quoted St. Catherine often, but one of her quotes was, it's heaven all the way to heaven. And I think if you follow Pier Giorgio Frassati, you'll find that to be the case.
That is perfect. It is heaven all the way to heaven. Well, the name of the book is Finding Frassati and Following His Path to Holiness. The author, Christine Wohar. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get to Frassati USA and also where you can find a copy of a book for yourself. You can find all of that on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.